prompted you to spend $100,000 on a branding campaign for the city of Fall River?
Yeah, we're going to come in a little bit under that, probably about $90,000. It basically was something that the city council had talked about for a number of years. I was a city councilor for 2 years, and each year we actually had funded about $100,000 in the mayor's office budget specifically for tourism, economic development, or marketing. And that money was never actually spent. So there was never a serious commitment from the mayor's office in previous years to really rebrand the city, to tell, you know, the outside world really the wonderful things that are happening here in Fall River.
You hired an outside consulting firm from Rhode Island to help develop this campaign. And one thing you looked at was changing the city's logo, which until this new campaign was We'll Try. What's it going to be now?
The We'll Try slogan does have a really interesting and unique story about some of the great fires during the Industrial Revolution here in the city of Fall River, which really built our community. However, the slogan today isn't really as modern, isn't really as catchy, and sometimes, you know, people would poke fun at it as well. These officers would go around the city with badges that say, We'll Try, and, you know, it wasn't modern, it didn't really tell the new story of Fall River. So we did a bunch of interviews, we did a bunch of storyboarding, we talked to all kinds of walks of life, and this new slogan of Make It Here really kind of just naturally rose through. So there's really three meanings behind it. That's why I think it's a really unique slogan. First, make it here to me would be make it here as a destination, which we really are already a great destination. And we have a great location, centrally located from the Cape, from Providence, from Newport, from Boston. We really are in the nexus of all of those communities. The second is make it here as in make a product here. We still have a lot of manufacturers here that still produce a lot of different goods. But the whole idea is that you can bring your business here and you can make it here. And the last one is that you can make your life here. You can have a family here. You can make something of yourself here. It's a really personal message, and it uplifts the community spirit, and it really tells the story of Fall River today in the modern world.
Where else does this branding campaign reach? What other kinds of tools are coming out of this campaign and what you've developed?
You'll see banners. You'll see, you know, buildings that will have Make It Here. And the new. We also have a new, our city seal will not change, of course, but we will have an F and an R that kind of is really cool, and that will be an image that's displayed on City Hall, that's displayed at events, that's, you know, on city vehicles. We have a lot of really nice old mills that have really large brick surfaces. I expect that we can get some artists to paint some murals around the city, and we're really excited about the future of Fall River.
Another piece of this is that there is a new tourism council. Talk about that.
This was something that the consultants had come up with based on other communities such as Boston and Providence. It's pretty simple. So it's basically a nonprofit. They can raise money on behalf of the city of Fall River to promote itself. And what that basically means is, let's say we want to do a billboard, you know, on 195. Instead of the city being the person that's going to get into a contract, which is very difficult for the city to do, we would use the Tourism Council to raise some funds for that and maybe work with a local business, and both the city of Fall River and that local business would be featured in that billboard advertisement. We'll be able to measure those results. We'll be able to raise funds. And I expect them to raise about $200,000 a year when they're fully up and running, and then maybe ramp that up in the future. But we're looking to also, from the Tourism Council, put together kind of a signature yearly event. We used to have that, actually, when I was a kid. We had Fall River Celebrates America. I'm sure some of your listeners may even remember, and that was a huge event. We're looking to bring something like that back.
What are next steps? It sounds like you need some more money to make some of these changes. And are the Tourism Council members going to be on the city payroll?
They would not be on the city payroll. These will be all volunteers. It'll be a 5-member committee. They have been selected. And they're from different walks of life, but they're from the business community, the arts community. We have a young person on there. But you're absolutely right. There is some money that we're going to need to budget for next year. So what's really nice about actually doing something with this money and making sure that it was spent wisely and get a really good brand is now the brand's done. So now, you know, next year, the year after that, we can start to use some of the funds that we would have maybe used for the brand and never actually spent to begin to do other things.
Thank you so much for talking with us this morning about the new Fall River branding campaign. That's Mayor Jaisal Correa.